Hey girls, Maria Menounos here, author of The Every Girl's Guide to Life. Want to know my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between? Go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and now streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Vampire Diaries. Tonight's host is DJ Jesse Janity. Joining Jesse will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Emily Harbert and Janora McDuffie. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Vampire Diaries news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, DJ Jesse Janity!
Yo, what up, After Buzzers? Woo! Oh, Phil's very excited. It's your boy, DJ Jesse Janity. I'm here tonight with my two favorite people.
Hey!
Ms. Genora.
WTF. Genora. I'm not here either.
No, three people. And Phil's in the booth. You can't see us because my shows always get shut down. I'm always put on the audio podcasts. But I'm here tonight with Emily. She's back again.
Yay, welcome back, Emily.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Let's start the show out with a little fun fact. You went to Coachella.
Want
to
find out what the AfterBuzz is
or
about?
Let's dance again. So, Emily, you went to Coachella this weekend.
Yes.
How was that?
It was amazing. So much fun. Pretty crazy.
You were there for all 3 days?
Yeah. Didn't get much sleep.
No.
It was really hot, but two people were there in particular together.
Who?
Ian Somerhalder and Nina Dobrev.
Who plays Damon and Elena on the show.
Damon and Elena. And there's been some rumors about them.
There have been.
Keeping
those sparks up in the air.
Yeah. Method acting.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
At Coachella.
Yes. Coachella, yeah.
So before we get started with this episode, which was titled Klaus, let's get into, as you heard at the top of the show, Miss Maria Menounos, founder here at AfterBuzz TV, has her newest book out, The Every Girl's Guide to Life. It's out in stores. Make sure you go and purchase that. It is an A to Z guide of everything you need to know.
Absolutely everything.
did you get a chance
organizing.
To look at it? Yes, you can organize.
Dating.
Even dating advice.
Fashion.
And so it's not just for girls, it's for everybody.
Everybody.
So it should have been the everyone's life to get.
By the way, we've been trying to give this out to all our lovely hostesses, and on behalf, Janora has it, right?
I do. I'm so excited.
I apologize, Emily. We don't have a copy for
it's
you.
It's okay.
Reason
Next
why,
time.
Here's why, though. They can't keep this on shelves fast enough. And honestly, they can't even print it fast enough. And we've even been put in the back burner of all of this, so we can't even give it out to our hosts.
Wow, that's the
amazing.
Only reason we would accept.
Yes, or else I'd be super mad.
I know it has nothing. We would.
I would
love
never
nothing
come back.
More than to give it out to all the people at AfterBuzz, but we can't. But we will.
Thank you
we
so much.
Can't.
Once those get published, so also. April 29th.
Yeah.
Yes. Our first live show. I mean, every show that we have is streaming live, but this will not be an after show. It'll be a live show of the royal wedding. So while the wedding is going on, we will be commenting an
Kinda
hour
like
before.
Robot chicken. Yeah. Is that it?
Is it robot chicken where they comment on that? I keep thinking like the Thanksgiving parade.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. I've like planned out my schedule for
what is your
royal
schedule
wedding.
For the royal wedding
waking up at 1 a.m. or
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And just watching the entire thing
on AfterBuzz,
all through AfterBuzz on my computer, on my TV, will be.
You're going to be royal nice. Wedding out.
Out. I've been just looking at every article, kind of obsessed with her. She's fabulous, in my opinion.
Now, what's her
she
last name?
Fabulous.
Middleton.
Middleton. Okay.
Yes.
So I was correct with that. I always get her confused. So yes, April 29th, 1 a.m. in the morning here in California. So no matter where you are. You can go to sleep with us. You can wake up to us.
Ooh.
Or, yeah. Or, you know, if you're overseas, you can just join us.
Yes.
If you couldn't make it to the wedding, if you didn't get the invitation. But if you didn't get the invitation, a way you can find us would be Stitcher.com. They have an app for your phones, which you can download AfterBuzz TV podcast. Take us on the go. Listen to us wherever you need
Sweet.
To go.
And there's a common misconception that it costs money. It does not, in fact, cost you any money. It is totally free.
That is my favorite price.
Yes.
That's right.
Free for you. You can visit us at AfterBuzzTV.com, Ustream.tv/AfterBuzzTV. And you can also download and subscribe to us at iTunes.
Nice.
Yes. So if there's a will, there's a way for you to get AfterBuzz. No excuses. All right, let's get into this episode.
Yeah.
Now, the episode was titled Close. I renamed it.
Please
I called
share.
It the Jigsaw episode because it's that one piece. It's that one episode in the seasons, you know, that we usually get where it's like really?
Yeah. It's the exposition episode.
They didn't give me anything, but it was the one. It's that piece that we needed. So it's forgivable.
That was the title of the episode I named it. Really? That's what I called it.
It's kind of a transition episode. It's the one episode that's just going to take us into what Julie Plec calls the Klaus chapter.
I totally agree with that. Now, we have three more episodes of this or four?
Four.
Four more. So we better be getting a lot of action.
Yeah,
because this was definitely a tell instead of a show.
And even last week was kind of
boo. Yeah,
we got the flashy lights with Bonnie, which we didn't even see this episode.
We didn't even see my girl. No.
This is. I feel as if this is also, except for besides the Alias did this once, the flashbacks. But it's a little bit of like a cost cutting episode. You feel sometimes where it's like Alias once did. It was called Q&A. And literally, they just – it was like watching an entirely previously on for 45 minutes.
Oh, I see.
So I feel it was kind of that kind of mentality, but letting you know a little more.
And it was very vampire-focused. I know it's called Vampire Diaries, but they give us a little bit of everything. But this was very much – They needed to. They're like, you know, we've given you the werewolf stories, we've given you the witch stories, we've given you a little bit of everything. Let's get back to the vampires and let us tell you.
Yeah, and I feel like I need to watch it again though, because
Absolutely.
What they told me, I still don't get some of the details.
Oh, completely.
Like,
And so, if you're listening out there. We're going to help. We're going to work through that tonight. We're gonna
I would
work,
love that. Yes, yay, this is great.
So, because, Janora was real quiet in the back. Like,
yeah,
she was listening. She was taking her little notes.
I
and
was.
I kept turning around. I wanted to make comments. I was like, whoop, everyone's so serious right now.
I was probably writing down. Really?
Really.
But one thing they did say in the previews for this episode was it was – you don't know the whole story until you know his story. So I think we were even teased that this episode wasn't going to be big on action.
Let's talk about that. Well, before we get into that, I want to start with Jenna.
She should have stayed on campus.
I mean, she's that character that just doesn't know, and she just always walks into trouble, and it's like, So we saw the scene where her, with her, she had gone back to the house and Alaric Alaric in quotations.
Whose name I still am not feeling.
Alaric.
Where does that come from? Or has anybody been named that in history
that makes it
special?
It might have been a name in the book.
The book is in the Bible?
No, in the Vampire Diaries book. You know in books, like sometimes, I feel it's in books,
I see what you mean.
There can be some crazy name or something, and it's like just keep one thing they take or, yeah.
Alaric. I'll buy that,
the vampire
Emily. Alaric.
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 Sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry. Please continue.
We see the scene with Rick, who is taken over by Klaus, and he's in Elena's house. Yes. Jenna got him. Well, he was already invited inside. Oh, no, he wasn't.
No, it does matter because he's in Alaric's, because he's not a vampire in Alaric's body.
Thank you, because last week.
Oh, yeah, we needed you last week.
Yes, because Elena signed the deed, and we were very confused, like, oh, he went through all this trouble to sign this deed, and then mm-hmm. all of a sudden, you know, Klaus can just walk in, next scene.
Yeah, because you saw he never, that's why Stefan would have been able to kill him with a knife or...
But he would have killed Alaric, which means what would have happened to Klaus's spirit or soul or whatever.
He would have chosen to go into any other body, which is... why when he had the knife, he says, if you kill this body, I'll just go into Jenna's. Or remember two episodes ago, it was like, I'll go into Jeremy's body.
Oh.
He did.
And that's why I said, do we think he might have gone into Jeremy's body at that time? But so clearly he didn't. No. So with Jenna, the whole situation, she was kind of informed about vampires.
I liked her reaction. And I liked...
The reaction with her and Elena, or the reaction...
I liked kind of all of it. I liked how she wasn't really... She wasn't a pushover with Alaric. That she was like, get out now. Like, she didn't... She wasn't a pushover. She understood that he was being weird. She knew that there was something going on. She's been so oblivious the entire season... or two seasons, right. That I liked that she knew that there was something up. And I get that Elena wasn't able to tell her everything. I think the bedtime stories moment was a little cheesy.
Boo, yeah, your
and
mom
weird.
Is telling you stories at night about vampires to help you go to sleep.
Yeah, that was weird. That was like, I was just like, you didn't need that. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
All of it, I was really like, how does this move the story forward? I just didn't get how it all fit in. I was disappointed.
Because they needed it to happen.
Well, they did need it to happen. I'm kind of with you, Janora, and the fact of it shouldn't have been this episode. We should have either seen the last episode or
but
the
think
next
of
one.
How much happened the last episode?
So much happened this episode that it was like,
oh, really?
Really, we're going back to Jenna right now? And we already, I mean, think about it. We didn't have Caroline's story. We didn't have Bonnie's story.
No.
They really were soaked into this vampire, you know, the whole story between the brothers, Elena, Catherine, and, you know, all this. Now, so what did you guys think as far as what Jenna said to Elena? Do we feel, you know, I mean, Elena really sat there and broke it down for her. Did you guys feel, I mean, Jenna should have been told from the beginning? Do we think that?
Totally. I feel as, she was supposed to be protecting them. Like, what is it Elena's call to be like, no, I'm protecting you? It's Jenna's job. She's the guardian.
At that time, I had tuned her out. I'm sorry. I was just mad at all of it, and I just pushed off in my head.
So let's tune this section
out. So I'm sorry.
And move on to Catherine, who, I gotta say, irked me at the beginning.
And at the end, why was she dancing like she was in college?
She's so cute.
I mean, that's probably why they did it. They wanted everybody to see her as cute and sexy and like as a... I mean,
I'm starting to like her.
Relief.
Like my love of Catherine.
Yeah, I do know.
And I really I thought that was like a fun moment, and it was just kind of – it's – you saw like a lighthearted part of her. I like that. And also she's stuck alone – she's stuck there alone. And also her in the flashbacks, I really liked the whole with her and – that scene with her and Elijah.
Well, and, oh, not to interrupt you guys. Jesse gave me special instructions that when people call in, if they call in a lot, I should let them through. So here's a caller.
Oh, all right. First caller. Hey. First
caller. Caller, you on the line?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
What's your name and where are you from?
This is Texas. Who am I calling?
This is the Vampire Diaries after show. Do you watch the Vampire Diaries at all?
No, I was calling my voice message.
There you go.
Oh, well, we're sorry.
We
don't have any messages for you. Have a good night.
We have a message. Watch Vampire Diaries.
And AfterBuzzTV.com.
Right.
Yes, please spread the word. Do you know what we do? Jesse, give her a rundown.
So we're an after show for all of your favorite TV shows, so you definitely should be watching after The Vampire Diaries. And right after The Vampire Diaries, you go to AfterBuzzTV.com, click play, and you can listen to us live. And we're actually commenting about the show. And you just called us. Mm-hmm. So we got really excited.
Because you were our first official caller.
That's really weird because I was dialing my Verizon voice messages.
Speaking of
now, question: how does it feel to be on a live show right now with hundreds of thousands of listeners?
I am.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
After Buzz. Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, great. How's your night going?
And came back from choir rehearsal.
Oh, very
oh,
praise
nice.
Praise
God.
Praise God. Well, I wish you a happy Easter.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you for calling
Vampire
Diaries.
Good luck in those voicemail calls.
Or the... All right. God bless you guys.
You too.
Thanks, you too.
Oh, she's cute.
Yeah, that was nice.
So... All right, Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries.
Most very interesting caller to get in for the show. So, all right, we have Catherine.
Okay.
I got to say, I was, Janora, I was with you on, you know, Catherine irked me in the first season.
Wait,
you know,
what do you, how did she irk you? Is
just because, I don't know, I just didn't like, her character. She was just rude. She was a bitch, and she just wanted to ruin everybody's plans. And mm-hmm. I didn't like her. But once she started, like, she was a monster.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. It was like, it's like Damon. It's why I didn't like Damon at first, you know. He was this monster, and it's caused out of this rage, and, you know, but I think Catherine's kind of seeing the light now.
Yeah.
And, oop, Janora made a list.
Well, no, she didn't irk me at all concerning those things about her personality.
Okay.
That I always knew that was Catherine, and I actually like Catherine too. I like Catherine better than Elena. What irked me was the choice to have her dancing around while she's drinking. I'm like, how does that forward the story? It doesn't. I don't want to see it. Kind of like the singing with Caroline and Matt. Boom. Yeah. No, I don't want to see it. I don't think it fit her character.
I get that it's like it was kind of filler. But I just think it was just a little glimpse of who she is,
exactly.
Who she really is. But back to what I was saying before about before we got our voicemail caller, I like that you saw – I feel as if I saw the history of why she chose to get involved with Damon and Stefan.
Huh, you think it was a redo from her original
yeah,
triangle
I think,
with
yeah,
Elijah
I think
and
there
Klaus?
Was there has something there's something to do with how she was a little bit torn between
I definitely agree with that.
Well, I think
Elijah
one thing would
Klaus.
Be interesting that they haven't shown is how she was turned.
and who yeah. turned her.
No, they did.
Yeah.
When did they do that? What did I miss?
It was the episode. It was called Katarina.
Yes.
Was
it this season? They did the flashbacks just like they kind of did with Close.
Yeah, it was earlier this season, and Elena goes to visit her and.
Oh yes, in the cave, in the tomb. And
pretty much what happened was, do you want to explain?
No, go ahead.
She was running away, and Elisha was looking for her, like he had promised Klaus to do, which we found out in this episode. And I don't know if you remember Rose, who kidnapped her.
Yes, the Trevor Asian.
No.
The one Damon was in love with, and he.
Oh, Rose. Rose. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
They had kidnapped her.
You know what? That's probably why I didn't get it. Is because that was another one of those episodes where it was doing too much and it was confusing.
Yeah.
So what she did was, she knew they were coming to kill her, and so she turned herself.
Right.
In what had happened was, Rose. Fed her blood so they wouldn't detect her human blood, and then she killed herself.
She hung herself.
Yeah,
she did hang herself. I hate we didn't have a Vampire Diaries edition of AfterBuzz back then. I needed you guys, Julie and Jesse. I did.
I actually love that episode.
That was a great. It really was a good episode.
I felt
it was a little clearer than this episode.
Yeah, it definitely was.
You know, and maybe it's because we had Catherine. In the season, you know, previous, but...
Well, then I have another question of clarification regarding Catherine and the going back in the past. How was she a doppelganger?
That I can't answer that. I don't understand the whole Elena and...
The witch's curse, we don't know, like, why it is the Petrova family, but she is a Petrova doppelganger. It's the doppelganger of her bloodline.
I thought the doppelganger was like your twin, your same image. So who was her? You can be a doppelganger before the image appears?
No. There is a, apparently, like I've heard rumors about it or people say, there must be since Catherine is a doppelganger. There's another one. There's a first one.
So it's a troppelganger.
Yeah, there's a original one from, I guess 300 years before.
And who knows? They'll probably bring that back in like two seasons.
Season finale! Yay! The troppelganger.
But going back to the whole dancing thing with Catherine, it didn't bother me because, as I said, I kind of see Catherine. Turning. I see her kind of looking at the world how she used to look at the world. Because, you know, we kept getting flashbacks tonight, and Catherine was, even in the Katarina episode, you know, we didn't see this soft side of Catherine.
Yeah, no, we didn't.
I mean, this was shocking. Is this the third doppelganger? Yeah. Because. Yeah. That accent was really strong this episode versus that.
The accent of Klaus
or Catherine
in the day.
Yeah, you're right. She wasn't, but the thing is, she didn't talk as much. There weren't as many flashbacks.
That's true. She was running around.
Yeah, she was running around. She didn't even have that many lines. But I liked, like, her being very giggly when she met Klaus, like, her kind of being like a teenage, like, a normal girl. And then it was kind of weird how you see this one side of her and then you see the side of her that doesn't believe in love. It's like, I didn't get the history, really, of why she doesn't believe in love.
Yeah, but it was very interesting. All right, so I'm just going to stir the whole pot. Forget about it.
Stir it, Jesse.
So here we go. We all kind of, at the end of the episode, thought to ourselves, well, hey, we're seeing this triangle between Catherine, Elijah, and Klaus. And we also see this triangle between Catherine, Stefan, and Damon. We also see this triangle between Stefan, Damon, and Elena.
Yeah.
This is dirty, first of all. I mean, family business needs to just separate themselves. But, okay, so with Catherine and the whole love situation, when she actually wrote down, what did she say? She actually made a really kind of cute quote. We see that Elijah really was in love with Catherine, and he was the one who met her first, and he kind of introduced Close to Catherine. Very interesting, because that's kind of what happened with Damon and Stefan.
Yeah.
Stefan introduced, the nice one introduced the girl to the bad brother.
Yeah.
And so what do we think as far as the dynamic of Catherine, Elijah, and the Catherine and Elijah and Close versus Catherine, Stefan and Damon?
Do you mean Elena?
I mean, it's just like what is going on? No. Okay. I want your ideas about
Catherine in these triangles.
Catherine in these triangles. Okay. We'll get to Elena in a second.
My first question is, did Catherine have any feelings for Elijah or any feelings for Klaus? Because I couldn't get that.
Well,
I mean,
she liked
Klaus.
Yeah, she liked Klaus, and I thought that moment between her and Elijah on the bench when they were walking and she was kind of running through, he was chasing her and they were like flirting a little bit. You could definitely see something there. I think there was, whether anything ever happened with her and Elijah, I think that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But I mean, maybe, I don't probably something never did, but he was in love with her. And I think either she led him on or
I think that could have been something a little true.
Yeah.
You know, true. Because I mean, they sat on the bench there, and Catherine made the comment. She was questioning about Klaus, and and Elijah had said, well, he doesn't believe in love. He's not a lover. He only thinks for himself. And she said, well, if you've refused to believe in love, why live? And it's funny because we've never seen the side of Catherine.
I thought she was saying she didn't believe in love. Maybe I missed that.
Well, no, because she wanted to
pursue Klaus,
and she didn't understand if he saw anything in her.
So I think pretty much what happened with Elijah and Klaus is the backbone of what happened with Stefan and Damon. I think maybe she felt that she couldn't have them both. She couldn't have two brothers so now this time she was going to do everything she could to get two brothers.
She realized she couldn't have the bad one because Close had done that, turned on her. And so she goes for Stefan, the good boy.
But
although
Stefan,
back then he was
back
bad.
In the day, yeah, no, Stefan but, wasn't good.
No,
right?
But that's only after he turned into a vampire.
Yes, originally he was a little sweetie.
But I think Damon was too.
He was
like
a goofball.
Yeah, he was like, there's one when she first comes back, she's like, my sweet little Damon, like, what happened to you? You were so in. They were both kind of good boys because they were best friends. They weren't that different. And then it was when they started fighting over her, Damon became.
All right. So thoughts on Elijah this episode?
I liked him.
I liked him too.
I
found him very sexy too.
Yeah, me too. Even with the long hair.
It was like there was some kind of like he was. It wasn't as creepy. He used to be like creepy, like that kind of everything so casual. We had talked about it before and the way he kills people and stuff. But this, there was like some heart there.
Yeah,
and there was
some heart, very smooth. The only thing I did not like was his use of OMG. I was like that just.
Do you know what's really interesting?
Really?
In the previews, he said OMFG.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Fun fact. But anyways, no, I really liked him. I liked the softness he has for Elena.
It was a very good balance that he had.
What did we think of that whole situation between him and Elena?
Well,
once we learned the flashbacks.
First of all, I have another question.
Okay.
Why did they go to the Lockwoods?
Yeah, that was weird.
I was just confused. Like, why? Yeah, I didn't get that. That
to
was
get a suit, and then yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of just to.
Oh, well, that was one of the only houses Elijah was allowed in.
Oh, probably. Or no, they were allowed in her house, but.
Yeah, but Steph, that would be obvious for Stefan and Damon to go there.
Oh, that's why, probably.
But yeah, that was very, very random.
Very random.
I thought maybe it was like that house, maybe it was so they could have shots of them walking on a lawn, like walking through a big lawn like probably it may be for cinematography reasons. I don't know. We'll see. Just for them to be someplace.
So, I mean, basically Elijah, you know, really... You know, he had to gain that trust with Elena, and Elena gave it to him. You know, she gave him the Verizon phone this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think they use their own phone sometimes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I could see that happening.
Yeah.
Hey, we don't have that extra phone. I'll just use mine. Not good if AT&T's flipping the bills, though.
Right.
So, and he also kind of tells us about the whole curse, and that was so interesting. That was like out of nowhere.
Here's my question. How did their family become vampires?
Right. They didn't.
You're the originals.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Right.
Yeah.
That's a
And
very
then
good
how
question.
Did the other family, how were they werewolves?
Right. And I just, I was not feeling them writing the history. I felt.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Well, I mean, and
something
so,
just didn't feel right about them being so powerful and so ancient that they just made up some stuff that we all believe now.
Well, when I heard that whole part of it, I thought to myself, okay, the writers are being so typical right now. Because every movie we watch, every, you know, that's out right now, it's about how the government, you know, rewrites history to make us believe certain things. And it's like, really, you took it there? You took it to the vampires to have rewritten history? What's it?
If there's no curse of the sun or the moon, that doesn't exist, why do vampires burn in the sun?
I wrote that down on my third page of notes. Really? Regarding that,
Like what?
I mean, hopefully next week they, because this was, I mean, they've explained that this was supposed to be the information episode. Well, I hope next week is extends a little more, because they left us with a lot of stuff that Greta is apparently the sister.
Greta? Wait, who's Greta?
Greta was the witch that came.
Oh,
but is she a witch?
Yeah, she's a witch. She's the sister.
That was Luca's sister.
Yeah, you're the one who says when you see a light skinned black girl.
Right. So when she walks in the door, I'm like, okay, they're back to the main.
Well, no, because remember they kept saying she was kidnapped.
But she was bad all along.
Well, I don't know.
They needed to make that more.
Maybe
revealing.
Maybe she got like Stockholm syndrome.
Because they didn't even explain it in the episode. They didn't acknowledge. Did they even say? I mean, Greta. But have they mentioned Luca ever say that the sister's name was Greta?
I don't remember.
Yeah, they have. But
Emily, you would know.
They have.
Oh man,
I can't even tell you the scene.
Like a, oh wow, moment for me.
Right.
That I completely missed.
Yeah, Vampire
I just thought
Diaries,
you know, they need a homie. So there, but I didn't register.
Yeah, it was kind of an oh wow moment for me in the way that she was flirtatious with him, in the way that
she was giving him some early.
Yeah, because I thought she was going to have to be. My perception of the character was that she was going to be dragged in there.
Right, she was there against her will.
Exactly.
Well, but as we do know, I mean, these vampires have. All these powers to compel people.
But you can't compel a witch, and I'm going to stand by that.
And not
really?
Only what?
Yeah, you can.
Who said?
She
Bonnie's
seems
been
like
compelled
a
before.
Yeah, but Bonnie's a weak.
Was Bonnie
and
compelled?
I think Bonnie's definitely been
season
compelled
one, no.
before.
Just kidding. I do believe she was. Yeah. But she's also a weaker witch. I mean, can she be compelled now? I don't believe
Probably
so.
Probably not.
And Greta seemed like she walked in there with badass, like...
Yeah, she was down with
nobody
the
nobody better mess with her.
Do you know what's interesting, too? Because me and my spoiler obsession...
Do I need to plug my ears?
No.
Okay.
The casting sides for Greta were the same as the ones they used for Lucy.
Lucy, was that the bartender?
No, the Catherine's
the
friend.
The one that came to the party.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that? I totally believe that because...
They're very similar.
Yeah, I totally
got it. It was a funky, kind of cool, hip witch.
So it's very interesting. They didn't really touch Greta too much this episode, so we'll kind of see where that's going to go. And I definitely have something for predictions with that. Let's talk about Damon and Stefan. Let's talk about this whole... Here's my issue with the... Here's where I'm going to say really with that. Because last episode, I know Damon left us with, I'll be the one to save her.
Right.
You know, that whole dramatic thing. And then this episode, we see all of a sudden just Damon from the beginning is just pissed. Through the whole episode.
He was mad the whole time.
You're right.
And then that irked me a little bit.
The whole girlfriend coming back, I was like...
The girlfriend thing is weird, but... I get it for the sole reason so he could have that line that says she's just a distraction.
Yeah.
It's the only reason for her. So he could have that one line, which was amazing.
Oh. Okay, you really felt that was amazing at the end when he bit her neck and
not that scene. She's just a distraction. And he goes, why? Like, because you're in love with my girlfriend and whatever.
Well, I felt that I had seen that episode before.
We've done this before.
Yeah. We've gone here before. Give me something new.
But here's the thing, though.
It's a little more epic.
Yeah, because he's never...
admitted it?
He's like... It's kind of as if even the season premiere of this episode, when they go back to the fact that... Because remember, the season finale of last episode was... They kissed,
and we thought, oh, that was so good.
Yeah, that you think it's Elena, but it's Catherine, and there's that conflict, and Stefan understands in the way that he's like, you feel something for her, and finally you feel, and I don't want to take... they loved the same girl before. She looks exactly like her.
Right.
I think it was kind of obvious from day one, but but it hasn't been touched on his feelings in a while, I feel. I think, but just between them two, we've always known that he loves her.
So when they fought and then Elena and Elijah walked in and, you know, he wanted an apology from the boys, Stefan, of course, being the one to say, well, I love Elena first, so I'm going to come in and I'm going to say, I am sorry for the part I took. And Damon was like, no, kill yourselves, bye, walked out the room. And Stefan made the comment, oh, he's mad at me, but he'll get over it. And Elijah said, we'll see. Loved it.
Love it.
Because I felt he recognized what happened to him and Catherine.
Damon.
Yeah.
He was, well... No, Klaus is Damon.
I totally don't think that.
We'll see in the way that Klaus never forgave Elijah. Or did Elijah never forgive? No, Klaus never forgave Elijah.
The way that I looked at it was Stefan was the one that Catherine loved. Klaus is the one that Catherine loved. He didn't. So Elijah is left without love, so he can say that about Damon.
And he knew the anger that he holds against Klaus.
You're right.
Because as Elena says, why, he's your brother. Why do you want to kill him? He said, I have my reasons.
Yeah.
You know, and that's exactly what it was. Now, I totally understand what you just said with the whole...
Yeah.
I totally get that. So, and it's, I mean, you know, parts of me at times were like, Elijah, are you falling for Elena right now?
Oh, yeah, totally.
And that's where I kind of am like, where are they going to take the story? Because, we'll get into so much of that, into predictions. But, I mean, before we wrap up and go to a commercial break, any last thoughts about anything in the...
Klaus. What do we think of Klaus? Remember? Because
he's
hot, first of all.
I enjoyed him. I wasn't mad. I wasn't disappointed.
You know what?
He disappointed me this episode.
Yeah.
Not the look of him. I mean, that was great. But He wasn't epic.
He wasn't.
Everyone else told his story. He didn't tell anything about himself. And,
oh, whoa. We hadn't even talked about him being half vampire, half werewolf.
Exactly. I'm being rushed right now. So, real quick. We find out that he's half werewolf, half vampire.
And that was cool.
That was very cool.
Yes, that was a cool twist.
But then again, it's like, well, where's this bloodline coming from?
Yeah. Hopefully they touch on that because I don't know. But
and now we've learned that there's no way to kill him except
the from witches.
From the tree, but there's no more ash from that tree.
No, you can't kill him from the tree because the dagger is silver.
Oh, right. The dagger is silver and he can heal himself.
Yes.
So only a witch that has all this power and, oh, it just so happens, Bonnie is in town.
And they didn't reveal how Bonnie would not die. Is that correct?
They revealed, yeah, Bonnie wouldn't die.
But
and there's a way to save the doppelganger. We know that, too.
Yes.
Elijah knows.
But they didn't talk about the secret on how that would happen.
No.
But that just
so
wouldn't happen.
That's why I'm hoping next week they'll kind of give us a little more. Mm-hmm. I want action next week. If I don't get action, I want a badass scene next week.
Yeah.
We need it.
And well, from the previews, it seems like something's going to happen.
Oh, it seems there's going to be a plot set up. But I think they're going to really string us along in that. I think the final episode is going to give us everything we need.
Well, that's 4 weeks away.
I know, but that's what they're going to do to us. So you guys totally didn't. You weren't feeling close this episode, though?
I didn't find him scary enough until the last scene when he walks out.
Yeah. I agree with that.
All right. Well, with that, let's head over to a commercial break, Philip.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on. You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV News.
So, executive producer Julie Plec only planned on featuring Catherine this season a couple of times, saying, "We had written the first episode and we were down on set watching Miss Nina portray her in that little black outfit and slink her way to set. I said, okay, we might need to rethink this. Watching Nina Dobrev go into the trailer as Elena and come out as Catherine was mind-boggling. Nina Dobrev claims that I've come to the point where I carry around two scripts instead of one, because there were just too many notes and I couldn't focus. Even her binders reflect the nature of the two characters. I have this black-bound script that says Catherine on it in red writing, and then I have this baby blue script for Elena. It has to be color-coordinated. And she also says she uses a third script where she makes notes on the stage direction, saying I have to map out physically what I'm doing along with how I am emotionally to distinguish them. Now, Janora, you're an actress.
That I am.
So, what are your thoughts if you were to be playing this
I think
character?
That's very cool. I think that's dedication to the craft, and it totally makes sense. Because that is a very difficult role to play.
So similar,
because
yet
remember,
so different.
We were talking about Alaric and Klaus, and how sometimes it was blended.
Yes. Yeah.
But she does a very good job making it distinct. So her method is working, and you can tell the hard work she puts in by the finished product. Good
Absolutely.
Job.
Go, Nina.
Yeah. I remember her saying once, she's like, once she puts on the hair, and when she, it's like something comes over her. And Julia had also, or somebody had said that what they try to do is they try to separate the days, so she'll only have to play Catherine one day and Elena the other day, which I'm sure helps a lot.
Well, Nina.
But I think she's amazing at it.
You go, yeah. girl, because you girl. Really are. Like, you're very impressive every week. I mean, she's getting much better at it, especially now yeah. that the characters yeah. are kind of getting similar to each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, a little interesting gossip. I'm not going to call this news, it's more gossip.
Do tell.
While we're all anxious to see what's going to happen with Close and the Sacrifice on May 12th's season finale of Vampire Diaries, it looks like there's another development which we can all look forward to. Maybe a possible hookup between Elena and Damon as Emily's dancing for joy. A new photo in TVGuide.com reveals that Damon and Elena will have a very intimate encounter on the finale titled As I Lay Dying.
Huh.
Now, before we talk about that, Emily, you kind of also have another little gossip.
Yes, there was a new poster
released,
in which Kath, it's one of those Elena, Stefan, Damon posters, and they're laying on the ground, and it's very sensual. And the tagline is, "How many will die so that one can live?"
Thoughts. Mm. What do we think? Dun. Well, not even that. We know it.
Yeah.
Just film.
We know people are going to die.
That is your AfterBuzz TV Vampire Diaries news and gossip for the week of April 21st. Please take us into predictions so we can let loose right now.
I.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
The synopsis.
Yep, go ahead. At the top of this, Emily has a little synopsis for next week's episode.
Yes, that right. CW released. The episode is titled The Last Day.
Hmm.
And here it is. Damon is willing to go to extraordinary lengths to prevent Elena from being a victim of Klaus's plan to break the curse. Damon's actions put him at a terrible odds with Stefan, and the tension that started brewing between the brothers over their differing opinions of how to help save Elena's life blows up into a full-scale conflict. Tyler returns to Mystic Falls. Tyler returns to Mystic Falls after receiving a disturbing phone call. With the full moon marking the arrival of the sacrifice ritual, Stefan and Elena spend a romantic day together, afraid it might be their last. Dun, dun, dun. Sarah Canning, Candace Acola, Zach Roerg, and Matt Davis also star.
Ooh, so good. So,
spoiler alert!
Yeah, spoiler alert, guys.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
So, all right. I'm happy because I don't like when Caroline is out of the picture. I love her story.
Yeah.
She's entertaining.
She's definitely
grown
on me.
Love her. I'm so happy Tyler's coming back.
But guess who it says isn't going to be in the episode?
Bonnie.
Well,
I think it's going to be so... All right. I think her part's going to be so epic this season
yeah.
that I think that's why that she wasn't in tonight's episode. She's recovering. She's recouping.
Or Jeremy.
Yeah, well...
They're in the house together. They're in the house
doing... On Skype.
Skyping.
On a computer.
But were they in the house or a tomb? It looked
no, that was the house.
They were
house?
In the witch's house
Oh, right.
Yeah, I think...
She's taking his
Here's
virginity.
The thing. After.
Well,
no, we lost it to Vicky.
Why don't you also tell everybody what we saw right. from the preview?
Yeah.
We saw Matt with a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
It was kind of a one of these people will die type preview.
Yeah. And so who do we think is going to die? Who do we think they can really kill off?
Matt.
You know who they can. No, I really like Matt. I know we talked about that before.
Do you like Matt
really
more than anybody else on the show?
No.
Yeah, I like Matt better than
really?
John. Where yeah. has he been?
Wherever he is, I'm fine with him.
He could die because we don't. Yeah. We haven't seen him, and I'm still not sure about where his place is in all of this. The sheriff, we haven't seen her.
I think she'll die.
I can buy her dying.
I buy her dying.
Oh,
too.
Poor
but
Caroline.
But I'm hoping they finally touch upon that whole sheriff situation yeah. next week, because they've really been pulling us with that, and it's like an annoying yeah. little.
And now that Jenna knows, how does she play a part in everything that's developing and evolving?
That's going to be.
Do you feel it was a setup with her saying, "I'm the one who's supposed to protect you"?
Yeah.
Do we think Jenna will be able to protect anybody?
No.
No.
Go to sleep, Jenna. Go back to the bar.
No, I don't think she will.
All right, and Damon and Stefan, what are we thinking is going to?
here's the thing. When I saw, after seeing tonight's episode and then seeing full-scale conflict, the fact that they are going to hurt each other and do more than they did tonight kind of scares me. I mean, here's the thing. Nothing's going to happen to two of them. They're the stars of the television show.
Right.
But it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it was a lot of vampire testosterone.
Caroline tied up. We saw her
in chains. Oh, is that what you saw?
Yep, she was in chains. You know what? And what do we think
Who's
that is?
I don't think.
I believe. I kind of feel her mama. I think it's
yes.
her mom.
Yes.
Or
Close is using it as bait.
Do you know what it could be?
Or Matt.
Or it could be a tease. And remember when she was stuck in the trailer?
Torturing her.
Torturing her.
The werewolves.
She might have not been chained, but.
No, she was in a cage for that.
She wasn't. She didn't have any chains.
No chains. Okay. Remember, he kept poking her through the thing.
That was so sad.
Yeah. So no, Caroline gets.
And how does Tyler fit in? Does his mom call? Is that what it is?
No, I think Klaus is going to call.
Huh.
Who else would make a disturbing phone call?
Yeah.
Well, what I just need to figure out is what they talked about with this whole curse not being a curse, but breaking the curse. Like, I'm confused about what he's trying to accomplish with this whole doppelganger, moonstone.
He will have ultimate power.
Yeah, and he'll be able to create a whole new race.
If what happens.
If he breaks the curse.
And the curse is him not being able to turn into a werewolf.
No, it is him being turned. Because his werewolf side is dormant,
right?
except for the full moons.
Right.
Like, he doesn't have the strength. Remember how, like,
they could turn into a werewolf anytime they wanted to.
Yeah, and also, remember it was like how Tyler was even stronger. And
he doesn't have those capabilities without it being a full moon. Yeah. What about the girl? We haven't seen her in a while. The female werewolf.
Well, she's with Tyler, isn't she? Remember, she brought him.
Oh, okay. So I wonder if she's going to come back with him.
Do we think the vampires and the good vampires and the werewolves are going to have to team up to fight Close?
Yeah.
Yeah. And do we think they'll be able to save Greta?
Oh, that's good.
Or do we think Greta's going to be full out bad?
I think Greta's bad. There's no reason to keep Greta. Because also,
Greta's
going to
die.
Well, here's a thought.
Okay.
Greta
and
could
Bonnie.
Be the one that helps Bonnie.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Because Bonnie has nobody right now.
Jeremy.
And Greta has nobody. And the boy,
but
you know.
Greta
the non-black warlock.
Like.
Right, but at the same time, Luca were trying to save Greta.
Greta, right.
So there's a way, she's under a spell. There's something.
It's Stockholm Syndrome, I think.
Yeah?
What is Stockholm Syndrome?
Stockholm Syndrome is when you, like, develop a connection with a capture.
I feel like you've been away from your father
for
so long.
Yeah, like when you're, like, it's.
I'll buy it, Emily.
Well, Mystic Falls is going to be crazy next week.
Yes.
And I got to say, I'm kind of more excited
and
for next week.
I have an announcement. This is
yes, Janora has a surprise, apparently.
You did not mention Buffy once this whole episode.
Yes, I know. I'm very proud.
And I actually watched 4 episodes of Buffy for you so I can have a comeback, but you didn't even mention it.
I won't, but well, good. So watch another 4, and then we'll be able to talk about the writing next week.
Next
but
week.
But wait, you told me you had a surprise. That was the surprise.
That was the surprise
that you
watched
Buffy.
Buffy.
I love you, Janora. Janora just knows how to make me smile. Well, ladies, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
We will see you next
ours,
week
Jesse.
In Mystic Falls. Mr. Phil Svitek, thank you so much over there in the
Thanks, Phil.
Bizou.
Love it.
And take us on out of here.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz
you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.